Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your queries regarding the upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Miqdad. He's an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Ilmi Afkum. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for accepting the invitation. All right, so we have been talking about the dangers of animations, video games and screens that they bring with them, and how much aware parents need to be about that, and how much aware they need to make their children about all these dangers. We talked about worldview, Brother Miqdad. We talked about role models. What are the dangers do these screens bring with them?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, so we said the purpose of this discussion is really to make parents feel concerned, and youths will feel concerned about what they're being fed with when it comes to video games and movies and animations and serials. And this is extremely important that we are aware and realize what's happening. This is not to say that we need to kind of stop or completely throw the TV or the screen away. No, this is not possible. But at least the first thing is that once we have this concern, we can be on our guard.
All right.
And the person who is wise and who is aware will be more careful in how he deals with things and will have more filters, at least when we are being fed with information.
True.
The third danger that comes through these the screen is what we want to call desensitization. So what happens is we are born with an understanding, a very basic understanding of what is wrong. But as well as an understanding of what is wrong, we also have this inner feeling of not wanting to do wrong, not wanting to do things that are counted as wrong.
Yeah.
So from a very young age, you find that kids won't like lying or cheating or being unfair, right? Young children understand that something is unfair is something that we don't like it.
Yeah.
Unjust, being unjust is not something we like.
Yeah.
And as they grow up as well, the moment they understand God and they understand true obedience, they're also very quick in staying away from that which Allah doesn't like. So a pure child, a child who is from a very good family, who hasn't had too much screen time yet, you find that this child, if he learns that, for example, God doesn't like such a thing, he'll stay away from it, right? This pure fitrah is such that the nafs calls out and wants to stay away from that which is wrong. And the moment they see something wrong as well, what happens is a pure heart is affected by it.
All right.
Right. So if you ask people, for example, the first time that they see something that was very wrong, they're very quickly affected. So even to the extent, for example, when you see somebody being killed, right? The first time you see somebody being killed, it's not something that you...
It's very normal or okay.
It's not normal at all. You feel very affected by it. Some kids will even have bad dreams at night, will have sleepless night, it'll be playing in their minds, basically, that what just happened. Or if they see something wrong, right? The first time you see something wrong happening, this is how you feel. Now, if you repeat this many times, right? What happens is that we become what we call desensitized.
Used
it means
to,
that
yeah.
we get used to it. It doesn't mean a great thing anymore, right? It's something that we count as very normal.
It's not a big deal now.
It's not a big deal at all.
All right.
In brackets, for example, one of the reasons why, if you go on news right now in your feed, you'll find the story of what's happening in Palestine so much,
yeah.
right? We're bombarded with what's happening in Palestine is because it makes us desensitized.
All right.
Right? So the next time you see that there was 10 people killed in Palestine, like, oh, that's every day. It's very normal, right?
It happens every day.
It happens every day,
yeah.
right? You're not, and this is why, for example, if you find that 10 people were killed, let's say, in New York,
yeah.
right? Oh my God, it's in the big,
this is a big
line.
News now.
Everybody's
yeah.
affected. People's
exactly.
moods are affected. You go to work, people are talking about, did you hear what happened in the news? That 10 people got killed.
Yeah. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother Miqdad, and we're talking about the animation world, the screen world, and what kind of dangers these video games, animations, and fantasy world brings with it. Brother Miqdad, you said like children from the very young age, it's in the intrinsic that they are, they hate lying, they hate cheating, they hate being unfair, unjust. As they hate all these things as a child because they are very, very pure. And when something unnormal happens, they kind of feel regret, and that's normal. But when that sense of guilt or regret becomes common, one gets used to, you call the term desensitization. So desensitization is another danger that this world is bringing to us.
Exactly. So if you look at, for example, let's say sexual content, right?
Yeah.
Or adult content. Adult content in serials, in animations, in movies, and in video games is so prevalent, it's so out there that you find it very normal, right?
Yeah.
People don't even raise an eyebrow when it happens. It's very normal, right? If somebody were to kind of pass, if a very pure soul were to pass by, they'll be like, oh my God, did you see what happened? Like, This is very wrong, right?
Yeah.
But for a person who's been watching and being on the screen all the time, it's very normal for that to happen. And so in real life, when they see that happen or they're faced with the same thing, it's not a bad thing anymore. It's actually a very normal thing, right? Even if I do it as well, it's counted as, okay, it just happened. Maybe it was wrong, it was a sin, I shouldn't have done it. Okay, but you know, everybody does it, right? It's very normal. And
yeah.
this is very dangerous, right? Because it's a sin. It's a disobedience of Allah. It's that which will, was preventing us from going towards sin was this hatred of sin, right? We have in hadith about how a true believer is not just about not committing the sin. It's also about not liking the sin to be committed. It's
yeah.
being completely, completely hating the disobedience of Allah. And this desensitization makes us very far from that. And once you are desensitized towards this thing, it's very easy to go towards sins.
All right.
Right? So take another example is the lack of hijab, right?
Okay.
Or forget the lack of hijab, the lack of modesty. Yeah. Right? The way girls and women are portrayed, or even men, the way they're portrayed in adverts or in movies or in animations,
magazines,
or even in video games, right?
Yeah.
If you look at a simple thing like Fortnite, right? The way the dress of the women, the way the behavior of women is, and the men as well, right? In different animations and movies as well. This lack of modesty is something that we become so desensitized towards that we don't count that as wrong anymore. And then so in our real life, we're very happy to do this.
It becomes
a very normal thing for us to do this. And this is something that is very, very concerning. And very, and this is why, for example, you find women are very easy to let the hijab go.
Yeah.
Right? Take their hijab off, or even whilst wearing their hijab, they've got makeup on, or they're very their behavior in such a way that
they're not modest at all.
Right? Okay. The true hijab is not just a piece of cloth; it's more than that. It's behavior that doesn't attract. And so you find that this, we become desensitized towards it, and this is something that's very dangerous.
All right. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "No father has granted a gift to his child better than good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother Miqdad. Well, Brother Miqdad, you said that there are some things that used to be abnormal and now they are becoming normal. People are becoming used to. They felt a sense of guilt before, but they don't feel that anymore. And this process is called desensitization. This is another danger that the screen world is bringing. What else?
So, to mention something, to give another example, Game of Thrones came out a couple of years ago, very famous.
Yeah.
You find that there are, and came in the news as well, there are very strong allusion of incest in them, right? And even the one that just recently came out, just literally a couple of weeks or a couple of months ago, House of Dragons. Again, it made news, it made headlines for very strong ideas of incest. And what this does basically is that slowly, as people are watching it, it kind of put across this idea in people's minds.
Yeah.
And the first time we saw it, obviously, it's very disgusting. It's completely something that we hate. That how could you even think about it? But this is exactly what was done 30 years ago, 40 years ago when it comes to homosexuality, right?
All right.
It was small, very simply kind of very bad. Small allusion towards it just to kind of desensitize people. So much so that you know what the situation is right now.
Yeah.
And the same thing with this as well. So we need to be very, very careful. To give another example, so we talk about adult content and relationships. Let me give an example of violence. In GTA 5, again, made the headlines a couple of years ago. In GTA 5, which is a very famous game, and most youth have played it, there's a torture scene where you have to, and you're playing it, right? So you have to go and torture this person.
All right.
And imagine, at first, obviously, people were saying this is very gross, we can't do this, but you have to play it, you have to do it because you want to kind of carry on the game. And so people are doing it. And imagine just going there and just torturing this person. What that does is that desensitizing you towards torture, towards violence. And then it becomes very normal for us to be violent.
So you becoming violent is becoming normal now.
Exactly.
So thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us. Inshallah, we'll discuss more on this topic in another session. Until another session, fi amanillah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.